Welcome back to the Dunkin' Pregame Show, powered by the new Dunkin' Sunrise Batch Coffee, bright, smooth, and full-bodied. We bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Bruce, let's start with Patrice Bergeron. What is it about his defensive details that separate him from being a good 200-foot player to being an elite defensive forward as a guy who's nominated for the Selke for the 10th straight year?
I'd say his anticipation is better than anybody I've seen in terms of knowing where the puck's going to go next, and he's built that into both his offensive game and defensive game. And his strength, his hand strength on his stick is unbelievable. When he gets his stick in there on a puck, it's usually working out in his favor. Those are the two biggest things I've seen with him, his stick and his hockey IQ that leads to the anticipation that separates him.
On to tonight's game, after looking at game four, were you able to diagnose why your defense had a hard time getting its feet moving through the neutral zone? And what are you urging from that group today?
Well, I think it was just a little bit of the decision-making, too. We kicked it out early sometimes. Sometimes we didn't hold on it long enough and then forced them to sort of respect you coming through the middle, then kick it out wide. So you play against that 1-2-2. There are some pockets in there. And just for whatever reason, weren't able to execute the right play at the right time. Some of it might have been lack of energy, Judd. We spent a little more time in our own end. So now all of a sudden you're coming up the ice. You're not as don't have as much zip. Again, I don't think they changed a lot, but maybe their structure always has something to do with it. You got to give them credit. But I think I just put it on us that need to be a little bit better. And then there's the support part of it. If you're not in the right place to support the puck, whether it's above it or laterally to receive that pass, then that leads to a breakdown as well. So let's roll all those three things into it. Hopefully we're better at it tonight.
The Islanders seem to make it especially hard on the Krejci line in game four. What does that group have to return to tonight?
Well, they got to win their share of puck battles. They're going to be played hard. They're an elite line in the league. That's, you know, the price of success, I guess, so to speak. So Bergeron's line goes through it every night. McKinnon's line, we put our emphasis on certain players on certain teams every night. So that's nothing new to them. Hopefully they have better jump tonight. I thought Krejci was, the puck wasn't sitting down for him at all. It was hopping all over the place. So he's a guy that, you know, can settle it down and slow the game down. But if the puck's not cooperating with him, that makes it much more difficult. So just had one of those nights. So, and it usually starts with him. He's the man in the middle. So I assume they'll be better. They know they need to be. Put it behind you and just get back to your building your game where it was before.
Taylor Hall's been in the league 11 years, but he's never been to this point here in the playoffs. What is he learning on the fly about playoff hockey?
Well, I think he's learning it's hard. You're going to get special attention. You saw it the other night, him and Mayfield and him going at it four games in a row. I'm glad he stood up for himself. He took a little bit of a leg whip there early on, and it bothered him. And we've said it all along, if the officials aren't going to police it, sometimes you got to police it yourself. So I'm good to see him stand up and let people know that that's not acceptable. And now it's time to get back to work and create offense, put them on their heels, get through the neutral zone, and beat them to the best of your ability, which is, you know, pace and getting into attack mode and hopefully finishing some plays.
How are you hoping the change that you're going to make on the third line tonight, putting Carson Kuhlman in, can help that group and your team as a whole?
Well, you know, Coyle's played with Carson before. Carson's just a little more predictable. He'll go up and down the right side. He'll be good on the forecheck. He'll get in with his pace. He'll shoot the puck off the wing when it's there. Pretty good defensive player with a good stick. So that's what we're hoping for, just a little bit of an energy boost and something a little more predictable for Charlie.
You mentioned your team after game four was a little reluctant to shoot the puck. So when it comes to shooting the puck tonight, where do you want to see more volume?
Well, some of it starts off the rush, getting inside. If you do have a separation, they'll have a gap between their D and their F3 at times. So if you can get inside there, I know Pastrnak had a chance early, tried to dish to Marsh. And it's hard to get upset with those guys, Judd. I mean, they make plays. Look at the I used the Bergeron to Pasta when he hit the post as a great example. You're on the bench saying, come on, Bergeron, shoot. And he holds it. All of a sudden, Pasta's got a wide open net that he's going to miss 1 in 100 times. So, you know, you got to let those guys play a little bit. I just think in general, that sort of permeated through the rest of the group that maybe don't have that ability to make those plays and play to your strength, get it on the net. And up top, I think some plays went low to high. A lot of them died. We need to be better at getting our shot through or stretching them out, spreading them out so we can find a better look.
Last thing, is there anything you haven't seen from the Bruins here in the first four games you'd like to surface tonight so you can jump in front in the series?
Yeah, well, I mean, we put ourselves at a good standard because I thought our first game was excellent. You know, arguably, it was our best game of this series. You know, that in game four, I think, against Washington were our best games of the playoffs. So we came out well. But I think shutting down their offense from the turn up, driving in and turning up and finding late guys, I think our sort outs have to be better. We got to close quicker on that guy turning up. Our D and our forward have to communicate a little bit better on that play. We gave up a couple of slot chances the other night that are atypical of us with coverage. And then second chances around the front of the net. I think we we've got to get back to rebounds like we did against Sorokin early on. Haven't had as many against Varlamov. Now, some of that is a credit to them for boxing guys out, but some of that is our will to just get to the front of the net and stay in the front of the net.
Good luck here in Game 5.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Islanders are coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.